This is episode 174 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. We are 1 week away from the Extraordinary Women Ignite virtual conference with extraordinary changemaker women joining us from all around the world. This conference is all about raising up our businesses in 2021 and getting out to make the impact our world needs and desires. If you haven't gotten your ticket, it's not too late. You can get it at camigellner.com/ignite. Use the promotion code CONNECT and you're going to get $100 off of your ticket just because you're one of my listeners. While you're there, check out the extraordinary lineup of speakers that we have. It's pretty amazing. And today's guest is one of those amazing speakers who will be sharing her wisdom at Ignite. Terry Cardula is a transformational life strategist. She's the founder of Creative Counseling Center and Talking with Terry. Her best-selling book is the Be the Magic of You, Tools to Transform Your Life. And the foreword is written by Jack Canfield. She has been featured on many television shows, podcasts, and radio shows, including Hay House. Terry is a thought leader in female empowerment and entrepreneurship. Today, professionals and women entrepreneurs hire her to ignite the magic within. Because most are consumed by fear, held back by unconscious limiting beliefs, and lack the tools to get back on track. Terry has combined her counseling background with energy psychology and applied the principle of quantum physics to transform people's lives by clearing the unconscious blocks that hold us back. The result of combining these techniques is astonishing. I can't wait for you to meet Terry at Ignite. And now let's meet her here and get a taste of what she's going to be sharing with us at Ignite. Be sure to get your tickets at camigellner.com/ignite. We'll see you there. Now let's meet Terry. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Terry. It is so exciting to have you.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I'm excited to have you as a speaker at Extraordinary Women Ignite in just less than 2 weeks. We'll be on the stage. We're going to be having so much fun.
It's going to be delightful. I can't wait to get my fancy little heels on that little stage.
And for those of you,
I've been waiting.
I know, right? We've been wanting stages all year long, and it's such a funny thing taking Ignite virtual this year. And when I decided to have the stage for those of us who are in Colorado, that really lit me up because I really wanted that space that we could walk onto a stage, and be seen and be in that energy of a stage to connect with the people that are going to be there.
Yes. So it's just going to be opposite. They're going to be like, you know, I normally say like I'm a speaker in a box, you know, but now it's going to be like, they're going to be in the box.
Yeah.
And we'll be exposed.
Exactly.
It's strange times that we're living in right now.
It is strange times that we're living in for sure. But we've got people coming from around the world and I am super, super excited about that. I'm super excited about how people can, you know, how the virtual world has opened up some things for us in the midst of all the other craziness that can feel very confining. It's also opened up for us.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. There's a lot of possibilities that are happening and seeping through. If you're able to, you know, look beyond kind of the chaos and where it feels kind of chaotic, there's so much yumminess that's happening as us. And the other day I was writing in my journal and I have 9 pages of gifts that COVID has given. And I only have two things that is not necessarily ideal. So I'm like, I think I'm winning.
Yeah. So you have, that's awesome. I mean, and that's a really good exercise, right? Because there's so much good energy in that. And this is where we're going to get into. It's like, how do we really play in the magic of what's around us, despite what's going on around us? Because right now, I've been saying this all year long. It's like, this is not a time to get small and hide. This is a time to really step into your gifts and show up and be seen and really put your voice out into the world in ways that make a difference.
Yeah. Beautifully said.
Yeah. And it means taking care of ourselves, right? It means really doing this good inner work. And I'm super, super excited about your talk. Your talk is going to be called The Magic of You, Tools to Transform Your Life. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah. So, you know, just kind of a little backstory about, you know, who I am and how I came to be. Like, you know, so I grew up in a very small town and I had my own kind of personal demons, if you will. Yeah. And I grew up with this belief that I wasn't good enough. And no matter how hard I tried, I simply wasn't enough. And, you know, I think that got complicated by and compounded, if you will, by this other like underlying issue that I had, which was I had a learning disability and it wasn't recognized. It wasn't, you know, we were in a small school with limited resources.
They weren't testing for those kinds of things.
They weren't testing for those things. And school was a huge struggle for me. Mm-hmm. And I had this, like, I'm not good enough, you know, piece that was going on that was, you know, given to me by, you know, other people that were very powerful in my life at that time. And then I am having this learning disability, right? And I'm struggling in school. And school was such a difficult time for me. And I started creating this really great story in my head that I wasn't enough, right?
Right. And that happens to so many women, doesn't it?
I know, right? And so
we've all had it.
And then it just, like, I started unpeeling these layers and, you know, moving through that process and then kind of my own personal journey and my own personal, you know, work that I've done, it really started opening things up. And so then I went into, I felt very called at the time to go into counseling. And so I ended up, you know, going and, you know, receiving my master's degree in counseling services. And then I ended up opening a practice and then grew the practice where it became owner independent, where we were serving hundreds and thousands of people and having a huge impact with that. And then that, and I thought that was going to be my end all be all, honestly.
Right, right. I'm sure after you did all of that work to, you know, to get that degree and to become, you know, all the things potential that you had to go through. Exactly.
And I mean, just the hours of time and education. And I really thought that was going to be my end all be all. And then that just started, like, there was a little, and actually this happened around maybe like 16 or 17 years ago, where my social media person at the time asked me, like, what was my retirement plan? And I just kind of word vomited on her. And I hadn't even told anyone these thoughts before. And I just said, well, I'm going to be traveling and speaking and this and this, and I'm going to have this impact and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I think it's going to be called Talking with Terry. And she's like, I love it. You should buy the domain. And so I bought the domains way before I was even ready to put my foot onto that, you know, possibility, if you will. And it just started to unfold. And it just, and, you know, I would joke about having these midnight projects because between like 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. and like 3 a.m. is like when my brain is just like on fire. Like it is juicy. Like it's like heaven. Right. And so I started having these like midnight projects where I was playing in the space of this other entity, if you will, like this other, like talk, you know, with
this other Terry.
Yeah. And it just became like, it just woke something up in me that I hadn't even acknowledged. And by the way, 17 years ago, when I had this conversation, I was terrified of speaking in public.
Oh, you know what? I was terrified of speaking when I started my business as well.
And so I resisted it.
Right. I told my coach early on in my business, I'm not going to grow my business by speaking. That's what I said to her. And she's like,
right?
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Right.
And then now it's come to fruition and just everything started falling into place. Yes. And so, and I realized in my own personal journey and the work that I've done and the work that I've helped, you know, other clients do, it's just like becoming in alignment, right? Mm-hmm. When we become mm-hmm. You and I had this conversation not too long ago. It's like, you know, being, when we're in that alignment, you know, and so really for me, I've combined the counseling background and I've combined energy psychology and I've combined and then added kind of the principles of, you know, the universal laws. And when I've done this, it just is incredible what we can create and generate when we're in the flow and when we're in alignment with that. And so the talk that I'm giving at your event, and I'm so excited to be on a real stage with you, is really about, you know, that alignment piece of it. But what are the challenges, barriers, and blocks that are coming up for people? And how do we clear those out? And then here's some tools. And I'm actually going to be giving some tools right there on stage that people can do and leave with right there so that they can start to generate more in their lives. Because I have just found that the number one area or challenge that entrepreneurs face is just getting themselves, their mindset
totally
in the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, you are fantastic at, you know, teaching skills and strategy. And, you know, if we're not open, if we're not in a great space, we're not going to be able to receive that and we're not going to be able to do it and we're not going to be able to implement it. And I feel like that's kind of like, you know, kind of where it gets bottlenecked for a lot of people is just they get stuck.
It really does. It's, you know, and I've experienced it in my own journey. I've experienced it in my clients' journeys where they were, you know, they had all the right pieces in place, where I had all the right pieces in place and something wasn't working. And I had like this big breakthrough several years ago when I discovered it had nothing. I mean, all those things are so important, but it's when we get into this energy of how we resonate in the world, how we're showing up in our bodies, in our minds, in our, the cleanness of who we are, how we are aligned into our, that purpose that we're meant to be delivering in the world, where the magic really starts to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm so excited for all these tools that you're going to be bringing to us, because I know it's really an important part of our journey is that we stay clean as a vessel, as an entrepreneur, right? I mean, it's how do we clear out? We're going to have Rika Zimmerman also with us, who's going to be bringing a lot of this kind of insights. We're going to have Julia Bernatsky, who's going to be bringing some things about the clearing as well. So, I mean, it's like people are going to be walking out of Ignite with strategy. They're going to be walking out of Ignite with the knowing how to really, if the whole world could hear one message from you, what is it? So they're really getting out in the world in a bigger way and stepping up and doing the work that they're meant to do in the world and having lots of tools to make sure that they're showing up in their best light. And it's, I've been really doing a lot of just my own inner listening around, you know, what wants to flow through me at Ignite. And the thing that keeps coming up is the light, you know, the light in us.
Yeah.
And shining our lights really big out in the world right now through the darkness that we're in, because we're in a lot of darkness and a lot of stress and a lot of strife, so much going on. And if we can really clean out this vessel of us, tune into this light inside of us, we are so powerful. We really become unstoppable.
Yeah. And I agree. I think 1000%, it's not a choice anymore. It is required. Mm-hmm. Like it is, we are having this opportunity for people to waken up to their, you know, brilliance within and really take this opportunity to like shine their light. Right. Like, I think energetically we need this more than ever before.
Right.
And I think, you know, the more that we can have people wake up to this and, you know, really tap into their magic, tap into their light, we can have a profound ripple effect.
Absolutely. And I love that you say ripple effect, because that's just one of my favorite words, right? It's like, it's how we go out and we create a difference, how we create an impact. And with so much noise around us, it's, and I'm glad you just said this, it's more important now than ever, right? And it's the work is bigger right now for us to clear out because of all the noise around us, because of all of the tensions. And so that's one thing that I'm so super excited about is just the depth we're going to be able to take everybody at Ignite to be able to just really clear out the stuff that's around us so that we're doing our best stuff. So important.
And well, here's the thing, like when you think about like we all have our own stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's happening within us.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I, when this pandemic started, it was like a blanket of fear got just like put over the world, right? The whole globe just got a blanket of fear.
That's a great example.
So, and so we're not only doing our own stuff that we had prior to the pandemic, right? Like people were coming out of 2019 thinking that 2019 had kind of kicked them down and they're like, just kidding.
Surprise.
Did it get worse? I don't know.
Yeah.
And so then, so you have your own personal stuff. Then you have complicated by like the school and the all the other stuff that was happening and just what you mentioned. And then you have your stuff with your family, your immediate family. Then you have your stuff with your community. And then you have your stuff with, you know, society, right? And it's all like covered by this blanket of fear. And so it's like, you know, digging ourselves out of it. And if we're not doing the work on ourselves and if we're not being clear, like you said, and in alignment, it is so much harder. And I have seen so many people, unfortunately, just get weighted down by this blanket. Yep. And it has really impacted not only their personal lives, their relationships, but really it has, you know, had an incredible impact on their business. And it's, you know, it's terrifying to watch. And it's, you know, and at some point it's like, yes, we need to have more people out there helping support building, you know, bringing everyone else up to this new level.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this whole, this next evolution into 2021, what do you think the biggest thing entrepreneurs need to overcome in this new year? And even through the end of, you know, this year, I was having this conversation yesterday with Tamara Golden, as you know, who her whole thing is about doing live retreats. So she's got a really interesting story, and I'm going to launch her podcast on Monday. And the beautiful thing about what's happening is it's making us look at our businesses. And sometimes we get to stand in our truth. We get to stand in why we're here and go there. Sometimes we're having to pivot, but I've actually been talking about all year long that perhaps it's not about the pivot. Has it been about a pivot for you? And if you think about what's in front of us, how are you helping your clients even think strategically into the new year?
Yeah. Okay. So let me,
couple questions there, right?
I know. Yeah. So the first thing is, as far as, you know, initially when the pandemic was happening, it was fear, fear, fear. And that was kind of the trend, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, I give the analogy that like, it's like everyone got frozen and some people took, you know, I feel like I was like 24 hours and I was like, I'm thawed. I'm good. And some people have like taken longer time. And sometimes there's some people that I still know that are still frozen, right?
Yeah.
By this fear. So I feel like that is becoming less of an issue. And now I feel like, you know, really getting focused, right? Mm-hmm. And like you said, like kind of, was it a pivot or what, you know, for my counseling business, yes, we took it in 72 hours. We took a pivot
to go virtual.
To go virtual and boom, right? Mm-hmm. Quick pivot. And literally it was kind of like a little bump in the road. Like it wasn't like nothing major. It was like easy to do. The other company has always been virtual. So it was like, besides, you know, speaking from a box versus on a stage, you know, like that was really the only kind of major. And I saved probably hundreds of, of travel expenses, right? You know?
Right.
So, but I feel like now I think people are where I feel like folks are getting, you know, caught up in is like the clarity of, because it's like, it's not necessarily like it said, it's for some people, it is a pivot. Some people are just like, okay, where is it? Or they, you know, maybe we're in corporate America and they've been laid off and now they're like, okay, now it's this opportunity for me to do something else. So now it's like, what does that look like? What, you know, so I feel like getting clear on your path, right, is been coming up. And then also just staying really focused because there's been so many distractions. And if you're a parent in this pandemic, like just right now, just pat yourself on the back, because I am telling you, I just am finding that parents in this pandemic is, you know, it's just a whole different world of trying to stay focused, have a business, you know, educate from home, and like balancing these other balls that we weren't anticipating has been really coming up. And now I think that as things kind of ease, you know, loosen up a little bit and things are kind of going back to somewhat a sense of normalcy as far as like, you know, that element of it. But I am telling you, like, there's a huge level of uncertainty mm-hmm. that's still playing out. And I thought, well, maybe it'll just be until, but that level of uncertainty, because it's like, you know, even if kids are back in school, like it's any day they can be,
they could go back, right?
Right. And right. And that throws off your any sense of ability to plan or yeah. any sense of ability to really kind of be like, okay, I'm going to have these meetings and this is the way it's going to go. Right. And so as much as we possibly can is, and this is hard for me too. So I'm just saying, like, as much as we possibly can is stand in that place of surrender and whatever that might be like. And sometimes my first reaction to a lot of things is just humor and just finding like the funny in it, because I'm like, here it is, like, you know, and just mm-hmm. like, just being real with it, because, you know, we're all in the same boat, as far as that piece goes. So I think that, those are some of the things that I see, you know, coming up for people. Yeah. And it's in, and everything is being exposed. You know, I gave this silly analogy that I'm from the Midwest. And so I grew up on a farm. And so they would bring out the plows, you know, every year to like, you know, do whatever they need to do on the soil. And, you know, when you think about these big plows going through, like it unearths everything and it brings up, right? Mm-hmm. And things that weren't exposed, of things that we weren't paying attention to, is now bringing up to the forefront. And we are getting an opportunity, okay, keyword, opportunity to work through that stuff on such a massive level. And I mean, I have to stand in the belief and trust that this is happening for us, not to us.
I always believe that.
And that the things that the life lessons, the learnings, I mean, it's so rich right now. I'm just got chills. It's so rich. And like, you know, just having grace with ourselves of this time and what this looks like, but there's so much space being exposed and old belief systems and old thought patterns. And, you know, all of that's coming to the surface, and it's so much fun to like really look at, you know, a person and help them clear out those blocks that are keeping them playing small. Like you said, like, you know, so many people are playing small, and we are being asked, you know, on a huge level to like, okay, whatever that is that you have been, you know, telling yourself or, you know, pretending or buying the lie of, it's time to get rid of it. It's time to, you know, really level up, and it's really time to, you know, play bigger.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And start looking at the world through the lens of what else is possible versus what's limiting you, and really starting to say, okay, there's people right now who need what you offer. Get out and really be curious. Start having the conversation. Start listening to that inner wisdom, but also listening externally. So listening to both sides of that.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the big breakthroughs really happen. And I think something you mentioned was that, you know, so many people have even lost their jobs and through this time, right?
Yeah.
And if this applies to anyone who's listening, what I invite them to really tune into is, was this a gift for you? Because I can go back to 2008 when I got laid off out of the corporate world. It was the best gift in my world. And, you know, it was the year 2008 where there was not another VP of marketing job around. And so it's very similar right now, what's happening. If you've gotten, transitioned out of a role somewhere, or something has really shifted, this is the time to really go inside and to listen and say, okay, what is in my heart right now that really wants to be given birth to, right?
Yeah.
And then move on it, because that's where, you know, whatever else is possible in your world. So often these things, like you said, happen for us, not to us. And if you start to look at it through that lens, it can be so powerful.
And one of the, kind of to piggyback on what you just said is, you know, I always have, you know, when things are kind of like throwing us off, I always ask the question, you know, what's right about this that I'm not getting?
Right.
No, what is that message? What is that gift that I'm not receiving? Because initially it can be like the rug being pulled out underneath us. But if we take a moment and breathe and say, okay, you know, was I really, you know, passionate about that? You know, I just truly believe that, you know, universe, God, spirit, angels, you know, source energy, whatever you want to call it, is here to support us. And so right when it happens, we may not have that insight or that awareness initially.
Right. You probably don't.
And You probably don't. And it doesn't come until, you know, until we take a moment to like really slow down and listen and take inventory of what was this showing up for us for?
Right. Right. So you talk about universal laws, and we're going to dig into this a lot at Ignite with, you know, between all of us, we're all going to be covering it in one way or another.
Everyone's going to be like,
yeah,
they're going to be ignited when they
exactly,
leave.
Exactly. Boom. So what is one of your favorite universal laws that, that just serves you the best right now?
You know, I believe I love the law of vibration. Right. Like I live my life in that place and space, because even beyond, like when we look at law of attraction, yes, but when we deep down deeper underneath that is looking at the law of vibration. And so if you can, and I invite my clients whenever I'm working with them, it's like, let's look at where you're at. Okay. And I am not surprised if they are attracting, you know, the things that they are where they're at, because their story, how they're showing up, tells me everything, right?
Yes, yes.
And so when we can shift that, and we can, you know, whether it's working with, you know, some of the Abraham Hicks work, or, right, you know, that's kind of the biggest one,
yes,
is shifting and changing. And that's something that we have power over, and we have choice over. And so when we start to make a choice of like how we're showing up, and, you know, we can shift that.
Yes.
And so I invite people to live in a higher vibration, because it's just easier.
It is.
Doesn't mean that says I don't have an off day, you know, it doesn't mean that I don't go back down there. But when I call it getting stuck in the muck and then living extraordinary. And so when you're in that stuck in the muck, and that can represent a day, a week, a month, a year, you know, 6 years for some folks. But and I used to believe that when, I always just wanted to be in the other, what I call the zone of,
I used to believe that
extraordinary.
Too. Mm-hmm.
And I
it's
used to
not
be
realistic.
And it's not. And here's the thing, what I learned. So it was just like an epiphany for me. It was like, oh, it's not necessarily about living up here all the time. It's about the transition, right? Like, so that the little tiny transition points from having it and not having it, right? And
right,
when we are aware of that, we can then make choices of,
yes,
you know, how do I turn it on and how do I turn it off? And when we start to learn that process of it, it's a game changer, because when I fall down, you know, I'm no longer in it for like weeks at a time like I used to be.
Uh-huh.
It is literally 5 minutes, and I
right,
can be like, okay, now, and we're choosing to do something different,
yes,
right? And so, and I think, honestly, like all the work that I have done, like these little, you know, COVID for me was like a little bump in the road. For some people, it was like a complete devastation, right?
Yes.
So it just is a different perspective. It's a different way of living. It's a paradigm shift.
Yes.
And so when we can be in that place of higher vibration and being aware of our bodies and our worlds around and all the moving parts that go into that, when we can stay in that place for longer periods of time,
right,
we can actually, like, I just, like what you talked about earlier is like, that's when our light shines the brightest,
right?
Right. That's when our light is the most intense. That's the time when it has the most far reaching experience, and we can have a bigger impact. So it benefits us to be in that place and space of higher vibration, because we can have a bigger impact with more ease.
Awesome.
And I think a lot of people are wanting more ease.
So totally. It's yeah, interesting. My words for the year were grace and, or peaceful, easy feeling. So it was off the song, right? So I really chose the song that has served me so much this year, and just really, like you said, paying attention to where things are. Okay, where do I go for the peaceful, easy? How do I raise that up? How do I expand that? And as you know, I talk about the R factor and how we resonate. So it's
yeah,
also aligned. And it's like the work that we're doing right now is intricate to really helping people step up into this new space. And that's what I'm super excited about, Ignite.
Yeah.
So anybody can still get your tickets out there. It's at CammieGellner.com/ignite. Get your tickets soon, because we've got a wonderful gift box I'm going to be going out to all the attendees, which is so much fun.
Excited about this.
Like, yes. I've seen the packaging already, how it's all coming together, and I'm so excited about it. And I'm so excited about Ignite. So I encourage you, if you are on the fence of thinking about, gosh, I want to really be there, now is the time to really lift up your voice. It's time to lift up your business. It's time to lift you up out of the kind of messiness that we've been in. And that's what we're going to be doing at Ignite. Terry, I'm super excited to have you there. Tell us where people can find you online and just connect with you.
Yeah. So I'm on all the major platforms. And my website is talkingwithterry.com. I also have a podcast. It's talkingwithterry.com/podcast.
Yes. And, congratulations on your new podcast.
It's so exciting. And so those are kind of the two areas. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the fun stuff. Just Google my name and it's T-E-R-I. And so, yeah, I look forward to connecting with folks. And that are folks that are ready to, you know, be the light in the world.
Absolutely. And the final question I always close with are, what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Do we have some more time? So, pearls of wisdom. Okay. So I just truly believe that we are all born with this incredible light, if you will, or this incredible knowing, right? And so when we clear out all the clutter and we just listen to that knowing, right? And so some of your listeners right now might be just like, just tap into that right now and just go within and just, what is that knowing that you know that you've been silencing, turning off, avoiding, resisting? And what if you just gave it a few more minutes just to listen to it, right? Yes. So just listening to that inner knowing and trusting that piece of it, right? Mm-hmm. What else do I want to share? First of all, just come to the event because you're getting information. Like, that's a pearl of wisdom right there. Just come to the event and just get loaded up, right? But I would also just, say, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on in the world right now. And it feels in some ways that we are out of control. And it feels like we have, there's a lot of things that we don't have control over right now, right? And I will say, we have 1,000% control over how we show up. We have control over the choices we make. And that is so empowering to me to know and trust that right now we can make a choice. And making a choice or not making a choice is still making a choice, right?
Right.
But looking at it, instead of making a decision, because a decision will cut off energy, a choice keeps it just really like light and playful, if you will.
Nice.
But just allowing ourselves to just make choices. So we'll make the best choice is what we have with the knowledge and the information that we have at this moment, and just continuing to know and trust that we have power over how we show up and the choices that we make each and every day.
That's fabulous. That's so fabulous. Well, Terry, it's such a pleasure to have you on today. And it is such a pleasure to have you on the stage at Ignite. We're going to have so much fun and talk about ripple effect. That's what we're going to be putting out into the world with women from around the world. And thanks for just being a great friend.
Well, thank you, Cammie. And thank you for being the light. And just when you step into your light, like how you have been, it is just, you impact so many people. So thank you.
And ditto, the work that my you're friend. Doing. Ditto, ditto. Okay. Well, we'll see you soon. Okay.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business or impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at cammiegelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.